1-800-866-8883.
Oh, that kind of music is a beautiful music, and my name is Roy Masters, and I'm a warrior against sickness and diseases. Not that I don't have it myself, but I went through the entire medical organizations. I've had a tough life, but I've learned what causes it all. 95% of all your misery and all your suffering and wars and, you know, divorce, destroyed children, which I'm going to be talking about just in a few minutes. But there's only one thing I have reduced that cause. Not that I have done it, it's I've been looking for years and years, the root of all the mischief and all the diseases. 95% are caused by just one thing only. Now, that one thing represents, be still and know that I am God, says the scripture. But who the heaven knows what being still means? And I'm not going to go into detail, but I am going to start off this program with this, oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very sorry we had a technical issue from this end. I am so grateful. My name is Roy Masters, by the way. And I was just about to give it up when I realized I didn't have my earphones on. So we're going to send you another one. We did last week sometime. A lady with cancer, and I helped her to overcome it. You'll see the kind of thing that I do on this program. I am grateful to being in the Tacoma area, and reaches a tremendous market, I think number 13. And Mr. Bruce Bond, thank you for giving me the opportunity to express my 56th year on the radio. And what I do is, you're brand new to me and I'm brand new to you, and so I've been, as I said, since 1960 or 61, at that time I invented Talk Radio Network. We didn't have a Talk Radio Network in those days, and so I'm the father of that, if I may be braggadocious on this program. And they were going to say on the program before I was going to be speaking that for the first time I've ever seen that what I'm talking about is the opening. You know, they have a big fancy opening. But this is what they said, and it's true. And I want to make the point here about what I do. In other words, I have created a CD for PTSD. You know what PTSD is, post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's extensively used by the military, but also just the regular persons who know about it. It's endorsed by the American Legion and the both houses of the governor of the state of Iowa and other states, known to the military as coping strategies. And I will show you why I can help most of you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters, America's first radio counselor. Starting in 1960 in Los Angeles, California, Roy is the author of more than 16 acclaimed books dealing with a wide range of subjects, including Christianity, health, parenting, religion, sex, and stress. Roy Masters' CD for PTSD is extensively used by the military, endorsed by the American Legion and both houses of the governor of the state of Iowa and other states. It's known to the military as coping strategies, You've got problems? We've got Roy Masters. Call Roy now. 1-800-866-88. You're listening to Advice.
My appreciation. I'm new on your radio station. I'm very grateful to Bruce Bond, the program director, who sees me fit enough to be able to help my fellow Americans up there in Tacoma, Washington. You have a very big reach out, that station. It must be very, very popular. And I am going to help you, if you allow me to do so, in overcoming nearly every problem you ever had. Now, the subject matter of my program has been going the same way for the last 55 years, and after Christmas, it's going to be the 56th year. So you know I'm not young. I'm an old geezer, and I'm 89. And so I may be just a little slow once in a while and miss a thought. But I have a tremendous amount of information to give you that's not the psychiatrist and the psychologist, they do not have it. I have found a secret, and I want to share it with you. And I don't know if you opened the program with this or not, but I think it needs to be known. I have invented, if I may use that word, or discovered over the years of my work with the mind in a way that is completely different from psychiatry and psychology. It's more spiritual. And what I've learned is that 95% of all human beings on Earth have one root cause to all the different variations of sicknesses and diseases and suffering and war and matrimony, that sort of thing. And so I don't want to offend people, but the trouble is, when you speak the truth, and then of course you'll argue with me and say, well, what is the truth? Well, the truth is when you recognize it, and it has a breath of fresh air connected to it. It's something, it's like, oh, I see that. I never saw that before. So there's going to be a lot of that on this program, and I don't mean to be offensive, but Jesus offended a lot of people, and a lot of people loved him. So there is a certain amount of people who hate the truth, and there's a certain amount of people who would recognize it if it's presented to them in a proper way, so that they get better. Matt, you ever heard of Matt Drudge? If you want to go to, just for an understanding of it, of what I did with him in 1987 on Fox, he interviewed me. And I'll just give you a little piece of it, because if you go to Facebook, Roy Masters Facebook, you'll actually see the video. It popped up somewhere, so we put it up there. And we were talking about legislation by emotion. And this is what I said to Matt Drudge, roughly. I said, the Germans used to think, or to believe, not think, but actually to believe, that if you're, the only way you can see the Führer, Hitler, is through emotion. And so you have to have emotion so you can see his beauty. But really, you know, it's evil. An evil man. But never mind, if you're emotional, you'll see him as evil. I mean, you'll see him as a good person. On the other hand, I said, and you can go and see it for yourself, it's just wonderfully curious and whatever you call it. And he says, let me say it again. If you are emotional, it's very important to understand what the emotional part. If you are emotional, angry, upset, annoyed, irritated. You will see, especially if you're emotionally involved with Hitler, emotionally involved, and there's a way of getting caught emotion, to be caught up in emotional way with that kind of monster. You will see that evil is good. He's glorious. See, on the other hand, if that's the case, innocence is the threat. Now, I say this because there's evil people in America and there's good people in America. Now, the evil people may not be evil, they only just don't know they are. Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they do. You get that part? We're jumping into this pretty quickly. So, even though he was vilified and tortured in a horrible way, he didn't hate or hurt or feel harm or anger or just judgment against the people putting a nail in his leg, in his feet, in his hands. The horror of it. He didn't hate the hurter. That's magic. See? And so, but you see, if you hate somebody, you could also have a hate-love relationship. And when we talk about these things, you'll begin to understand that the average person does not realize what is causing their own problems. They cause you project your problems, you stuff your problems down, and you put a nice face on. We are going to talk about what's going to bother you a little bit. Now, some of you may be very angry with what I say, but I tell you this, if you are not agreed with what I'm saying, if you do not think that I can show you that name all the diseases up to the 95% of all the sicknesses and suffering and war has to do with emotions. Now, there's no such thing as a good emotion. Now, I'll expect you to ask me, you see, because a lot of you live by emotions. You're addicted to emotions. You're addicted to feelings. So you've got to feel good to think that you are good. And the person who helps you to think you're good with feeling is lying to you. But you don't see him as a lie. You see him as a friend. There it is, right there. And then when the friend does something wrong, and you're getting along that way, and you see he's doing something wrong, that you won't be able to speak up to that person, because if you speak up to him, he may not like you. And you say to yourself, well, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Have you ever had that feeling? I don't want to hurt his feelings or her feelings. But the reason why you won't speak up is it's not because you care. It's because you haven't got courage to speak up. Because you're addicted to the person's affection for you that makes you feel better than you deserve, but you pay for it by being addicted to that person. And then you have a love-hate, because secretly you hate, and then you get angry, and then when the angry makes you guilty, and then when the guilty drives you to be nicer to him, so he'd be nice back to you and make you feel better, and it's called addiction. See? So a dope pusher can rise up. And you know how dope pushers are. You have a dopey person who feels better. You know, it's like dealing with the devil. It rises up and gives them a feeling of worth. And he loves the person. Yes, he loves, in a sense, he pays or loves or appreciates or needs, addicted to need, for that person to rise up like the devil and make him feel better than he deserves. And every high is a new low. Now, I've got off to a start, because we didn't start the radio program like we should. But you see, what I'm saying is that emotion, good or bad, is the driving force of misery. And the number to call, I know this is the first time I've been on this radio program before, but I did say that I gave you just a little taste of being offensive. I don't mean to be offensive, but I just want to say something about the person who has a friend, or a friend, I call him, because he's not really a friend, but he's addicted to his approval, but it's not recognized in the friendship. But he's codependent on the person that loves him, or is his friend. He's really a fiend. But wait, so the fiend, whatever the fiend is, or the friend, and when he does something wrong, he's going off with some other woman. You should, in your relationship with that person, speak up and chance the fact that you lose a friend. But what happens inside you? Listen, you can understand this. I'm helping you to see what you think, and what you think is always wrong. You think to yourself, I don't want to hurt his feelings. No, it's not true. What it really is, you're afraid of him looking at you and not being your friend, and you're beginning to see what's happening is your friendship is a fiendship. And you don't realize that it is a fiendship because he makes you feel better. And you're grateful for that. So when you see something wrong, and the person, maybe, you know, you get to see that he's doing wrong, he's running around with another woman, and he's married. And you should say, hey, John, unless you talk to your wife or go back to your wife, I'll tell her myself. That's what you should do, basically. But the point is, inside you, something says to you, I don't want to hurt his feelings. No, it has nothing to do with his feelings. It has nothing to do with losing your sense of worth, your worthless sense of worth from your fiend, from your friend. Don't you see, if you could stand up, if you could realize that truth, you wouldn't be stuck with that person for the rest of your life. It could be a wife, it could be a husband, it could be a friend, or as a fiend. But there's a time where you need to find the strength, and that's another subject we need to talk about. You have to have a special kind of strength, a special kind of energy that that gives you the power to let go. In other words, stand up and say, hey, Fred, you can't run around with that woman. How dare you? You've got two kids. What are you doing? No, but the inside of you will stop you by saying, it will talk to you. And every person on earth will think this exact same reason. You're not alone. The perfect exact reason, the same thing it says to you, I don't want to hurt his feelings. No, it's your feelings that are being destroyed. It's your feelings because you're afraid, you don't know this, you're afraid that you're going to lose the source of your well-being. But your friend is a dope pusher, and you're the dope, and you haven't seen it. But in that moment, understand, that person is providing you a sense of worth in exchange for you going along with him. So you really are a slave, but you don't know it. And so there comes the reason why, and I'm giving you the reason why. If you've ever had the feeling, I don't want to hurt his feelings, it's your own feelings, because he's taking away, giving you the sense of worth by being your friend or fiend. See? The number is 800-866-8883. Now, I just give you a little sample of the fact that you are not independent as you think you are. You do not know what love is. Mostly do not love. You think you know. Let me give you another example. You know what it's like to feel the pull and fall in love? Well, let me tell you what it really is. 99 9/10%. And you may not want to admit this, but don't be angry, because if you get upset, I know it's you. The fact that you get upset means you're guilty. So let me say it to you. Did you fall in love? No, what you did is fall in lust. In other words, to you, love is sex and feeling. But that's abuse. You're not really loving a person when you are seduced. That's what it means. When you are looking for a sense of worth. And so when a woman rises, when the dope pusher rises, and a friend rises and makes you feel better, you become a slave of his service. And you have to be, that is, you mean you have to go on serving that person until they catch on. And you'll get, but you, what you're doing is giving them power. If you fall in love, you are actually falling from what love is all about. If you fall in love, it's really, when you fall in love, it's really lust, and it isn't love. So then you say to yourself, oh, this man doesn't want me to have sex. I didn't say that. Okay, we're going to go to Gwen in Massachusetts. Hello, Glenn. I just opened my eyes and saw you on the screen. Here we are going with a gentleman from Massachusetts. The number is 800-866-8883. We're in Tacoma, Washington. This is the first day and the first hour of my radio program. It's 3 hours usually, but they are gratefully. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be on the show, KLAY, in Tacoma, Washington. Wow, it's really nice. And I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but if your feelings get hurt, get over it. If your feelings get hurt, pick up the phone and call me to say it ain't so. I'm an old geezer. I'm almost 89, and so it's easy to overcome me anytime you want. And I don't think you are going to get early in the morning. All right, we're going to go to Gwen in Massachusetts. And how do I cope with cancer? Did you hear my program last Friday on cancer?
Yes, and also I'm an old geezer too. I'm 83, so...
Okay, I'll beat you.
I have cancer in the lung, and I just found that out, and I was wondering how I can cope with that.
Well, you have no power over it. It's going to eat you unless you understand, and I don't know how long you've been listening to me.
I've been listening to you for 40 years.
You haven't got to first base.
No. No, I guess not.
Let me ask you a question. The only reason for that is, one reason I can think of, which is the only one, and there's the secondary one, but let me try this. You have me on a pedestal.
I have what?
You have me on a pedestal.
I'm afraid so. I mean, it must be that way.
Well, now, just be honest. It doesn't be must be that way. It's that way or it isn't that way.
Pardon?
I say you could have been better 10 minutes after if you didn't have me on a pedestal all these years. How many years have I been saying, do not put Roy Masters on a pedestal. Do not put anybody on a pedestal. You are playing with dangerous fire. And nobody will see that because we all... You know, when a man comes home with a pretty girl, isn't she beautiful? You know, and the same thing with a man. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Yeah. But the point is, you got him on a pedestal, and what that means, you're the God Maker, greater than the God, and therefore you block if any goodness I could give you, share with you. I, as a human being, am only just flesh and blood, and therefore I cannot give you. The sacred answer, I cannot give it to you except that you recognize where I'm coming from, so you know it's not me that's speaking. Even Jesus says, why call me good? There is none good for God. That's it. He was the agent of change. Roy Masters is likewise not so smart, of course. Not so beautiful and brilliant and so original. I'm the extension of him. We all must be if you're going to be Christians. See, a Christian doesn't die from diabetes. A Christian doesn't die from cancer. It does. He don't die from. He dies from because he's lived a good life, and the inner sanctum sanctorum, the inner self, has grown up inside, with each moment perfectly met. But you're not meeting the problems of your life properly because you're looking to a human being for the answer. And there is no, the human being does not have the answer. The only way I can say it is I have to be different. I have to find out what authority is. There's two kinds of words. One is loaded from the spirit, intuitively. I speak, I do not I don't make my programs up. I'm ad lib, and so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to ask a question, but I will know the answer when the moment comes. And that is intuition. It doesn't come from education. It comes from intuition. It's what a little child has before. It's what a little child has when they're 3, 4, 5, and 6. They can see the craziness of their parents and the craziness of the world, and they're not able to deal with it, and the culture gets inside them because they get upset. They don't know how to deal with it, and they lose that innocence, that power of innocence. But when you grow up, Jesus says something very interesting about that. He says, unless you become as a little child, you can no ways enter the kingdom. You need to recover what you've lost. But I can't give it to you, but I can help you to recognize it. For example, if you want to find Roy Masters and you forget my name, but you do know me, but you forget it, and you said, I don't know. I can't remember I can't remember the person I want to tell you about. He does this and he does that. And he says, oh, you know, you're talking about Roy Masters. Oh, yes. You only can recognize it if you have it. And so, if I have what you need, if you're hearing me for the first time, you will recognize, even though you've never known me before, you could actually have a breath of fresh air, because I'm reminding you of what you lost as a little child, as you came into the culture and the culture came into you. And therefore, you're really not guilty of anything if the culture got into you. That's a hypnotic state. And we've all got culture in us, and it's got to go away. All right. I've got two people now. What's unconditional love? Levon in Baltimore, would you hold on, please? I'm talking to Gwen in Massachusetts with a very important subject called cancer. And I will spend a little time, if you would just stay on the radio, I'll look to you because you have a very good question. What is unconditional love? That's a very good question. This is a program that needs intelligent people. You see, okay. So let me just make this point. I'm on radio. I'm about 150 stations. I'm on Facebook. You may want to see what I do there. I have a program. You can hear, if you miss this program, you can go to FHU.com, FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding. It's a non-profit organization, a 501c3, the highest you can go, equivalent to the Catholic Church, but I'm not the person who catch people. I'm catch and release. And so I want you to have your own life. And if you have me on a pedestal, you'll never get anywhere. I don't want anybody to be caught up with Roy Masters, ever. I just want you to but the lady that's calling me now, how to cope with cancer, she's been listening to me 40 years and has me on a pedestal. And you have no idea how many times I've said, do not do that. Because you cannot get an answer from a body. it has to have a spirit. And that spirit has to be authority. And that kind of authority women look for and never find a man that has the spirit of a Jesus spirit. Let's call it that way. You don't have to be Jesus, but you can have that authority, that strength to deal with things and to love the woman, not lust her. There's a big difference. Okay. I hear a noise. Is that the end of the commercial? I beg your pardon? Oh, it's 2 minutes left? Oh, that's good. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, please understand that we've been on the air for 56 years now, almost 56 years, and the way we function is donations. I don't like to ask for money. If I help you, if I cure you of cancer, or help you to understand so you are cured, but not from me, but because you believe where I'm coming from, that's where you're going. So I'll go back to Gwen in just a minute, how to cope with cancer. She's trying to cope herself, and having been put me on a pedestal, I take the place of God. When you put somebody on a pedestal, it's an ego thing. And you want to know what it is? It's simply this. You put people on a pedestal, is like you're making a God that's greater than God. And you are greater than the God. You're the God maker, greater than the God. So you're all tied up in that whole idea. You can't put people on the pedestal because you're making a God. So that you are the God maker, greater than the God. But then the God that you created will take hold of you if you're not careful. Okay? It backfires.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I can play that. I love it. What a beautiful country we live in. I am able to talk on the radio. I know how many people are disturbed. Please don't get upset. I don't mean to upset you. I'm just telling you the truth about yourself. I'm bringing new truth, but you can't see it because your emotions blind you. When you're happy, hoopy, 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 wapy, you know, happy, 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 you're actually blotting out common sense. It's artificial. All your games and playing and things like that, all the cars you buy and enjoy yourself. There's nothing wrong with having a car, but it's getting high on it. And so a tendency to have the car, when you get emotionally from the car, from anything, the car owns you. And if you're involved with a woman, the woman owns you. And you feel it. The meaning of what she rises to the occasion of your need, you know, the sucker. But she doesn't know any better either. She may think that you're a good person, but a good person is a person that loves somebody without wanting it back. So when you fall in love, what you do is you're falling for the feeling she's giving you, and that programs you. It gives you a sense of false worth, the love of a woman that way, and lust, thinking you think of it as love. It isn't love at all. Most men do not know what love is. And women know when a man loves her after a while that he's hungry for her, and more hungry for her, etc. And so there's all kinds of various problems that come from that. Divorce, almost 80%. Why is that? Because the man does not know what love is. A man can love a woman without a good man, a God man, that has a God man has a different energy than an animal. But when you are pulled into a relationship like sex, with love, with lust, calling it love, then that's the common problem of a life of misery. That doesn't mean to say you can't have sex, but You must love the woman for what she is and wait. I know there's the impulse to come there, but a noble man, if you can find what be still and know means and not be so emotional, but be calm and observe. A woman can, a person can, even a bad person can sense that you are not the ordinary person. That the more they try to upset you or seduce you, the calmer you become. And that's scary to a lot of people. But the woman of your life, you see, gentlemen, if you really want to find woman, and I'm just speaking from a man's point of view, and what you're missing, I've made mistakes, don't worry. I made plenty of mistakes, but I've learned from those mistakes to share with you. I've suffered, and I'll share with you, overcome it. But can you see that what you think of is of love is always lust? And that's dangerous. That's not love at all. That's use. You're giving yourself to a person and expecting something back, which you get. But damned if you get it, and damned if you don't. Because you are getting something back. She will seduce you, and you will fall in love. See, because you haven't got the virtue to say, no, not tonight, Josephine. I really don't know you well enough, but I do like what I see. And you see a woman, you know, there was a woman I remember in, oh, I can't, CBS, can't remember it. Of the name of it, but she was being interviewed I don't remember, it's such a long time, but all I can remember is the person talking with her, and you know, it was a talk show, and she says, I'm the richest woman, I have everything a woman can have, and if I could find a man to say no to me, I would give him all I need. That is a person who understands that sex is not love. Okay, now let me just come back now to cancer. Sorry, we've only got a little while left. Gwen, are you still there? Sorry to keep you waiting.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine, but this is what I want you to do. You've been 40 years listening to me, and you ought to be ashamed. Because over that 40 years, I've said, do not put me on a pedestal, and you stubbornly put me on your pedestal. You just said it, basically. And that's what's prevented me from helping you. So I want you to, I want to kick your butt in a nice way. I want you to leave me alone today and call me tomorrow. And I want you to call me only when you see that you have me on the pedestal, because if you come back and with your compulsion to put me on a pedestal and try to believe in me more and more and more, and it, the more you love me, the more the worse you get. In other words, I'm part of your problem now. I can't help you. So I want you to spend a day or two thinking about that principle and say, oh my God, when you come back, I don't want you to say it because I said it, but this is how it must be. Oh, I see that. What kind of person? What crazy person? What's made me do this? I've never seen this before. He's told me 1,000 times. And now, if you can see this, you open the door to what's in me so I can empty it out into you. And you can get better in matter of weeks. But the point is, if you have me on a pedestal, you created a god. Understanding when you support me, I'm not becoming dependent on you. I don't know who gives me money. I just say thank you, and I write a thank you note every time somebody gives a message. But the point is, you need to stop that, because as long as I'm flesh and blood, I have no power to help you. Roy Masters can't help anybody until you recognize, if it's so, that is, that I have a spirit within me. It's not the same as other people. That is, so that I can deal with bullies, I can deal with anything, and it's not me dealing with it, you're dealing with my spirit. I'm just the agent of that spirit, like Jesus was the agent, the spirit. Why call us to be good, and what good is God? And he also speaks, and since we're Christmas, at Christmas time, he also speaks of become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. You see, but your minister might say, well, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the translation. No, there's nothing wrong with the translation. It's, you have to know what perfect is. It's only the perfect for that moment. But you have to have your mind washed clean from all the authorities of the world. As long as you are stuck with the authorities of the world, with their opinions and their medicines and things like that, which cannot cure cancer, like it's actually responsible for more diseases than they ever was before. Or you live longer, longer. You live longer, longer. You get sicker and sicker. The beautiful thing about medicine, it helps you be long, live long enough to see what's wrong with your life. And that's what my program is all about. I have the key to that, and I haven't got the time to discuss it this evening, but especially, my dear young lady, will you call me tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
And promise me you will take a good look at yourself, because I'm admonishing you. You are a foolish woman, but it's not too late. It's not too late. You're going to die unless you wake up before you die, because you have lived and never. You've lived and never. I don't know how to say this. It's so difficult to say. You get on medicine and you will live longer enough, but you die having never lived. You still have. I'm 89, and you're 84 or something like that. You have a whole life before you. I go to 100, if it's his will. And I think it is, because I'm fairly gutsy for my age. In the radio, in my discussions, in my arguments, and with my fists if I have to. But I won't have an emotion in it. There's no emotions. I just do it. I just speak it. I don't know where it's coming from. This is ad lib. I never expected to talk to you this way, but I see that you need to have a little kick in your butt a little bit. Okay.
All right.
Listen, I care for you. Don't worry.
Okay,
I just want you to do that so I can do my work with you. Will you please? God bless.
Okay.
Call me tomorrow or the next day. But now we're going to go to Levon in Baltimore. Hello, Levon. I didn't mean to spend so much time, but she was a person who has been with me for 40 years, and she just didn't do what I suggested to do. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate it, and I just had an eye-opening moment when you just stated that we just have to be perfect for that moment.
Yes, that moment, but you've got to be in such a state of mind where your energy is not coming from emotion like an animal. The animal can run and fight. That's all it's got, and that's all it needs. But we can't run and fight like an animal. But that's what we do. That's what motion does. Motion takes the place. I can't find the word for it, but it's sanctum sanctorum, basically speaking. It's not good to function emotionally, because emotion produces emotion. If you love somebody, they love you back. Yeah, but that's not love. And they become addicted to that. To them loving you back, and probably become a slave to their love, and then pretty soon, silently, you feel guilty for you, because you feel like your life is leaving you, and that's how you get cancer, when you start to appease people. That's what this lady does. She appeases and the more she appeases, the more she loves, the more she is appreciated. But then she lives on, she has the worth, she gets the worthless worth of being appreciated by giving up her life forces to the other person or other people.
So that ties in what I was asking, because we were discussing this thing about love, unconditional love. The premise, most of the time they're talking as though, just like you just stated, you love me, I love you back.
That's
unconditional.
Sick. That's a sickness.
You are.
Yeah. It's codependency. And one of you can eat the other slowly.
Mm. So there is no such thing as God's love is not unconditional. Correct?
Well, yes, that's a very good word. It means I love you, and you don't owe me. I don't feel like I need to own you. I just wish I had more people to love. And because love doesn't come from my body, it comes through my body. It's God's love I give, and it's not my love. And so I'm happy to do my work. I love America. I love the people in America. And I just want them to enjoy. Is this my portion of it? Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, it's Christmas time. Christmas coming, and the geese are getting fat. Please put some money in the old man's hat. That would be nice, so I can help with the... You know, I opened the program, and if you missed the opening, which you probably did, It went like this. CD for PTSD, and that is what I invented. A CD, you just give a soldier a CD, and he, within a week or so, he's overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's extensively used by the military, endorsed by the American Legion, and both houses of the governor of the state of Iowa and other states, known to the military as coping strategies. I've put about 150,000 CDs, but I couldn't get. But when about long as Obama's was in power, I could not get to them. But still, I guess from now on, including downloads, there must be at least 700,000-800,000 downloads. This plus is 150 CDs. But if I had the opportunity, which I now have, where I was smothered by the media, you know, I was, if you ever heard of me, you would, well, the way they talked about me, it was awful. But now, I'm beginning to come out, and I've been waiting all this time. I'm very happy I'm very grateful to Bruce Bond, the program director, who's giving me a chance to say these things. I know I've been pretty rough in the opening. I don't know how to be any other way. And I just want you to know, if you want to, you need help, and you don't have the money for it, I'll make sure you get a CD. And you don't have to have PTSD. It's a whole range of mental problems and emotional problems. Mind affects matter. So anyway, thank you very much. We'll be right back. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you.
Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So, Yvonne, are you still there, old boy? Is he still there? Oh, he's gone. Well, Yvonne, in Baltimore, I want to, you know, encourage you to call. Your question was excellent. What is unconditional love? The word unconditional is the key. In other words, I love what I'm doing. If I have to sit here and dry up and get nothing for it, I would like still like to do it because I know I'm giving love. I may not be getting love from you. I may be getting love from you, and that's nice and it's good, but it doesn't make me feel any better. I just know that you appreciate what I'm saying. That's all. And that is good for me again. If I help you and you don't give us support, you don't give any money, it's fine. This is free. But it is good for you to support the program, that's all. Because if you get better, understand somebody has paid it forward. And so had they not paid it forward, I wouldn't be able to help you. So it should be up to you, do I help you or not? Or am I the agent of change? That's important. I have no power of myself for love. Whatever love is in me, it comes through me as a counter energy to stress. So the stressor is the one that controls you. The seductress or the seducer is the one that controls you. Now, I've been screwed before, if you pardon the expression. I've been had. I've had stuff stolen from me. But it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. I have a car crash. Oh, I still had a car crash. That's all. Sorry. What can I do for you? That's it. That is it. Has no feeling. But the person who is upset with me, the person who tries to seduce me, feels it. I don't feel them. They feel me. And so what's in me is good, and what's in them not so good for me. Not even a compliment. Yes, if the compliment is honorable, I can see it and I can accept it, but it doesn't give me a feeling. It's good that they say, I like the fact that they are gracious enough to say thank you. See? And so, but gentlemen, just to finish off, we're just looking at the clock here because I only have an hour with you today. And if you like my program, some of you may not like it, but please don't be a coward. If you don't like it, don't call the officials of the station. Please call me, tell me what you think of what I'm saying, and I will listen to what you have to say, and I will then have interrogate you a little bit and show you where you're wrong, or you may be right. That's a possibility. But the point is, once you have found the sanctum sanctorum, I don't know what else to call it, once you have found be still, what be still know means, and that's what I will talk about tomorrow. If you will call about to me back, especially we do our first hour now in Tacoma, Washington. It's a big station, and I'm only on for 1 hour, and please God, you're going to get me 2 or 3. I can still do that. If I was 150, I'd still be able to do it. Anyway, it's 6 p.m. to 7 in Tacoma, Washington, on KLAY, 1180 a.m. And I am enjoying myself, even though nobody has called from the area yet. I don't expect you to call, because this is not something you've ever heard before. It's a mind over matter, and if you haven't got a mind that's a pure mind, then it doesn't matter. I know you believe the huge lie. The biggest lie that ever was is that emotions make you human. It's just the opposite. No wonder you're sick. But you think emotion gives you a life. All right, then you're angry. So you get angry. Why are you angry? Because I tell you why you're angry and why you're broken. Because when you're angry, you have a feeling that you are powerful. Isn't that right? Deep down inside, quietly, you feel like that's the way you deal with it. with anger to prevent it from getting into you. It's just the opposite. When you're angry, it gets inside you. I used to be a professional hypnotist. That's how I got to know all these things that the average person walking the streets does not know. He is in a hypnoidal state. Because I said in the beginning of the program, when you come into the world, you have intuition. If you could hold on to that intuition, you'd be like, you become a genius. You will know everything you need to know to unfold as a flower and what your purpose is. But if you come into a family, or and you are coming into culture, and it's the 9 out of 10 times, 95% of times, your parents don't know what the hell they're doing. And if you have a real serious problem, really serious, I can always say to you, which parent did you hate the most? Oh, my mother. Okay. Which one do you hate the most? Because you're standing in their shoes. You become what you hate. You will become what you hate. Understand that. And you will die before. The disease that you will get will be so, you'll be so caught up in fixing it that you will never forget to see you the cause of it. So please stay tuned to this new station I'm on, KLA, 1180 AM in Tacoma. And it reaches out to lots of places, and we appreciate again. This is the first hour. And there's a second hour if you want to listen. You can go to my website and you can listen to all 3 hours. It's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the telephone number is 800-877-3227. And it is FHU.com. If you'd like to support my program, I appreciate you taking this number down. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And if you want to call the number, office number, 800-877-3227. Merry Christmas.